né?
E aí, assim...
That was a bomb, ladies and gentlemen. But here we are. It's the trailer episode of what you might stand to see and hear in the weeks, months to come. Here we are today. What is it? Yeah, Friday, 9:18 a.m. Good grief. I want to introduce my boy DA. He's with us on the line. What's going on, D? How you doing, man? And I can't imagine what it's like for people in New York to try and set up interviews on the West Coast at their 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock airtime. I know you was talking to me about the workout stations out there in San Antonio yesterday. You were getting your fit on, and you told me that it was X amount of days in, and you know what, that you were feeling great, man. What's really going on in San Antonio? Did they really got it going on like that at the duck ponds?
The duck pond is popping, well, for me, but I just figured that I'm just old at this point, and I enjoy things like
yeah,
at the duck pond with the ducks.
Right.
Hey, walking around and getting a little workout and...
doing something to prolong your life instead of shorten it.
Right.
Yeah, that's always a good thing, man. That's always a good thing.
There was just way too many people.
It was just way too many people. I can't even feed them the crumbs. There's no ducks to feed because everybody's already got them all. I'm not wanted. And I can understand your hesitance to be a part of that kind of situation.
And normally I'm out there pretty much by myself, me and this old dude. So once I get to one side of the pond, you know, I do what I do over there. and nobody's bothering me.
Yeah.
Nobody's bothering me. I couldn't do what I do. So I'm pretty upset about it. Right now, I'm just rinsing all the pollen off of the vehicle.
Oh, my God. It's going on like that out there? Hey, look. Hopefully, you don't get hit with the cicadas, bro. The cicadas are coming out right now after 17 years of hibernation. 17 years. You understand that, right?
It's
loud. Louder than me. Louder than you, louder than we could ever be.
It's crazy because like they're gonna pop out, and like with the freeze that happened here, a lot of bats died.
Do you guys get them in San Antonio? Do you guys get cicadas over there?
I'm sure. Well, I don't know. I just got here.
Yeah, but for sure.
I'm just saying. If they do, you know what I'm saying? Like all the bats died.
There's certainly something that has been in Sonia. We gotta ask and find out whether we get cicadas in San Antonio, because, yo, on the cool, if you do get cicadas, it's a wrap for you, bro. Like I said, I've been living for 17 years. Seems like my cousin and my family out there in Chicago, every time they come about, that's one of the main spots they hit, because the terrain is so moist and so ideal and lush for their procreation. But I know and I hear all the time that they come about from my cousin, just how irate the entire notion of their existence brings about within them. And that's, I'm good. You know, we would get them once in a while, and I would find them on the trees and stuff after they would come about here in El Paso. But it was nothing really, and I noticed that they started to wane off after a certain age in my life. For some reason, they started to come around less and less and less and less. I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, may God be with you, sir. Should you encounter these guys, may God be with you, my friend. But yeah.
Are you serious right there with that?
Yo, I just did that. That's what happened. That's what happened, Doc. Because, again, I'm just trying to get a feel for everything right now, son.
You said episode 0. Dude, we really got to, like, the pollen is stupid. I got to spray down the car damn near every morning because it's caked on there.
The pollen?
The pollen.
From what, though? Is it flower pollen? It's not cedar or it's not oak or it's not like other.
Like we got, like where I'm at is very, it has a lot of trees. A lot of trees. And a lot of vegetation and life. And it just takes out here on the car. Like you open the door, if you don't reach down the car, if you open the door, it is on your hand.
Hell, hey, you know what? That's out of line. That is out of line. I think we need to send a letter to the governor.
Something needs to be done.
Something needs to be done. You know what needs to be done? The bees' lives need to be saved. Jerry Seinfeld said it best.